This has been a tough three games now for you guys. You knew it would be coming in here, and this would be a tough 2 weeks here. And, boy, this is one that's tough. Hugoton with 4-12 from the foul line. You hold Zach Leininger to 7 points, and that's a pretty good opportunity to win, and you guys just kind of fell short of cold shooting night for you guys.
Yeah, the opening minutes of the second half cost us. You know, it's you come out with your first two possessions and turn the ball over because of lackadaisical, just effort and mental awareness. And then we give up, you know, probably three threes in the first 4 minutes of the second half as well. And we were in man in that, so there's no excuse for us to lose our man that easy and give up those shots. You know, it wasn't even we weren't helping down so far that we should have gave up those shots. We just got lost. There was a lack of communication. There was a little breakdown, and they made us pay for it early in the second half.
And that they did, and really their second quarters and their third quarters where they got a bulk of their threes here tonight. And they've been a team that's been very streaky from that, and unfortunately they hit their hot spots there. But you've been trying to find some players to get the points other than Bo and Jordan, and they had their 16-13 tonight. It was really tough to come by. I thought Reed Brunswick, who played a possession there in the second quarter for a series there, I thought he came in and gave a great effort and got a nice basket for you.
Oh, Reed's, man, that kid's all heart. You know, he gives you everything that he's got. And, you know, for us, we kind of ask him to do something that, you know, we probably shouldn't be, which is to go down there and battle with those big kids. You know, if that kid was a little taller, man, he'd be a monster. And he's still, you know, he works his tail off. So I'm very proud of him, for his effort and his heart.
I thought at times tonight, Kyle Kerr, probably he looked about as strong as he had all year underneath there, despite the height disadvantage, going up there and getting the rebounds.
Yeah, he did. You know, he crashed the boards hard. He got us some rebounds. He battles down low every game, being probably undersized every game. But he does a great job battling down there. And, hopefully we can get a little bit more from him offensively. But, you know, asking him to play down in the low post against those guys is going to be kind of hard to get your shot off. But, you know, there's no excuses for us. You know, we had the game. We just weren't able to close it out. Kind of talking about it at the last time out there was, you know, try not to give up the and one. If they shoot it, they shoot it. And, you know, I thought Kyle did a pretty good job staying straight up. But, unfortunately, that was the whistle that we got. And, just came up a little short.
And it seemed like at times tonight you guys had a hard time figuring out Hugoton's 1-3-1, and with their size and their wingspan, they've got about three or four guys with long wingspans. That's tough to pass around and pass over.
Yeah, I mean, when you go as big as they do and as long as they are, they've got the perfect team for that 1-3-1. But our guards have to be more aggressive. They can't just sit back there and pass it over the top and things like that. And we've got to have our players that lead us. You know, we've got to have them step up and run the offense that they're supposed to. And at times we faded away from it, and we didn't want to go in there and establish position. And again, you know, all these little things we're talking about just come back, and you look up at the scoreboard and you lose by two, and you're in the middle of a three-game losing streak. And those are the things that, you know, at this point in time, you can't shy away from anything, man. You got to lay your heart on the line. And we did it for the most part, but we just came up a little short.
Well, you have 3 days of practice next week, and it's going to be a grueling 3 games in 3 days again with the Orange and Black. It starts on Thursday with Fountain Fort Carson, opening round of the Orange and Black.
Yeah, they're extremely athletic. They're quick. So we're going to have to get to work. We got to find a win. You know, it's nothing bad about the teams that we played, because they're all playing really, really well, and they're playing at a high level. But we need a win, and we give ourselves chances. And we just, you know, we kind of fell a little short.
I know this is a tough one to take again, Coach. And it was a great effort for your team tonight. As always, thank you for stopping by here post-game, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.